Dear listeners, in the last episode, we heard all about the great speech which transformed the political, cultural, and spiritual destiny of our country. In this episode, we come to understand the hard work that Swamiji undertook to teach Vedanta in the West. The spiritual teacher in America. The Parliament of Religions was over, and Swami Vivekananda was now a famous man. He received many invitations to speak before clubs, churches, and many other groups. Later, he accepted an offer from a lecture bureau, and he then traveled far and wide giving lectures. He had all the qualities required to be a good speaker: voice, language, and appearance, and his ideas also attracted people. What lofty things he said! He was in demand all over America. It was very hard work. He had to travel long distances, and sometimes he had to give many lectures in a day. He often felt very tired. Sometimes his mind also was tired, and he would wonder what to say in his lectures the next day. Then a strange thing would happen. When he went to bed at night, he would hear a voice talking to him or giving a lecture. He would get many new ideas in this way. Yes, it was hard work, and yet he continued to travel and give lectures for about 1 year. There was great excitement wherever he went, and the newspapers wrote long articles about him. Once, he gave a lecture in a western town where there were some cowboys. They heard him say that a spiritual man was not disturbed by what happened around him. They decided to test him. He spoke to them in the open air, standing on a wooden tub. Suddenly, there was a terrible noise. The cowboys were shooting their guns and bullets, and these were whizzing past Swamiji's ears. The men were testing him, but Swamiji paid no attention to the shots and continued his lecture. Afterwards, the cowboys came to him and said that he was a right good fella. Late in 1894, Swamiji decided that he had done enough traveling. He now decided to stay in one place and train a number of disciples to carry on the work. He began to live in New York and gave a series of lectures. A group of sincere people gathered around him and followed his teachings. This work was so successful that he started a Vedanta society in New York. And this is the oldest society in the United States. He held classes and gave lectures in which he said that God is in all men and all people. People can see God if they pray and meditate. He taught them how to do this. He also taught them that all religions are true. People came to him for help and advice, and some became his disciples too. Among them were many important people. End of story. Sister Gargi, who published 6 volumes of work tracing Swamiji's time in the West, wrote about his spiritual quest, which can give us some ideas about the work Swamiji was beginning to do in America. In her words, here's how she describes his spiritual work. Quite literally, Swamiji planted the seeds of spirituality deep in the hearts of innumerable human beings, changing the course of their lives forever. He was a prophet who prepared us to meet the modern age, which not only needs the philosophy or Vedanta to solve its many and complex problems, but it requires thousands of spiritually awakened people to put that philosophy into practice and make it a living force in the future history of the world. Thank you for listening.